This Rocket Basketball Podcast is brought to you by First United Bank. Stop by the branch on North Main Street and ask about easy, free checking. That's First United Bank in Marion, Kentucky. So, Coach Hodge, on Friday, your second game of the season, Trigg County comes into Rocket Arena. It doesn't turn out very well. I know you weren't too pleased with that performance, but then you bounce back here on Tuesday and beat a pretty good Caldwell County basketball team.
Right. You know, talking about Friday, I wasn't pleased with my performance. I thought we just got out-coached. I thought that, Chad Burgett threw some stuff at us that I didn't have my guys ready for. So we really had to crunch yesterday and try to get everything in that we need, in case we get a junk defense, in case Gabe Mott tries to get taken out of the game, in case they try to jump him. And the kids responded extremely well. They consumed a lot of information on Monday and come out tonight and played with a passion. But not only played with passion, they played efficient most of the night. You know, it helps when you got Preston Turley in there that can really dominate a game. And we were able to, most of the night, we were able to get him the ball.
And he got the ball in a lot of different places.
Yeah, you know, and that's what I keep telling our guys. You know, there's two guys on our team that makes everybody better when they touch it. And one of them's Preston Turley, the other's Gabe Mott. But, Preston Turley touches, you know, all of a sudden Eric O'Leary gets to score points, taking one or two dribbles. You know, Ben Dobbins gets wide open shots. Gabe Mott gets backdoor cuts. You know, and the backside, Braxton Winters and Maddox Carlson get the free layups on the backside. But just because Preston demands so much attention inside.
And Preston, 17 points a night, and he got them like a man from taking the ball from out on the perimeter to the basket, scoring down low. Gabe Mott was all over the place, scored 19 to lead the team. But Preston Morgeson, talk to me about Preston Morgeson. Here we are, Freilich's boy hits a jump shot, a three-pointer to tie the game at 62. You push it down the floor, and your freshman's over on the wing.
You know, that's what I was preaching. You know, we have to – we're trying to switch the screens down there. Can't back off on the Pride of Fredonia. Katie Freilich will put it right in your eye in crunch time, and we backed off, and he knocked one down. But then, Preston came back, and he came back scrapping, answered with a big three of his own, knocked down some free throws. So, super proud of Preston Morgeson.
And then with 4 seconds left, he still was an inbound pass.
I think he was still mad at me for getting on him somewhere there in the third quarter and throwing a spirit towel at him and telling him to wave it for a while. So I think he was still mad at me. He wouldn't even celebrate for a second there, but he's good now. He's happy again.
Well, I see Preston Morgeson. We're going to catch him and get an interview with him and see if he see why he didn't throw in the towel there at the end.
That's right.
Hey, nice win, Coach. I know you have Lyon County coming up. Give me a little snippet of what we're going to see Friday night over Lyon County. They're a good basketball team. Caldwell County lost by 2 to Lyon County.
We have a tough week ahead of us. It's just starting. We have Caldwell tonight, and then Lyon County on Friday, and then UHA on Saturday night. So, I think at Lyon County, you're going to see just what you expect. You're going to see two teams strap it up. You're going to see two teams play man-to-man, get after each other, and you're going to see two really good point guards and two really good post players.
All right, we're looking forward to being over at Lyon County Edible on Friday night for another district matchup. We're going to catch with Preston Morgeson here and see what he has to say. Thank you, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Preston Morgeson, freshman, made a big shot. Do you have ice in your veins? Is that the deal?
No. In the timeout, Coach kind of hyped me up. When I was on the bench for about 3 or 4 minutes, he gave me a towel, threw it at me, and told me to get hyped. So he put me back in. And, I was just open and Gabe fed me the ball.
So Freilich's makes the shot to tie the game at 62, and then Gabe pushes the ball down the floor, catches you over on the right wing. You pop it. Then there's a quick timeout. Caldwell gets the timeout and tries to set up a play. And then describe what happened then.
I was pretty nervous when I first went in because usually when I go in, I usually, mess up a little bit.
So there was 4 seconds left, and Caldwell needed to get a shot off. They were hoping for a three-pointer to tie this game. And what'd you do?
I seen him eyeballing. Was it number two? Number two. So I come up behind him.
So, stole the ball.
Let me help. Stole the ball.
All right. Great game.
Thank you.
Good job. Way to finish.